As President of the United States, I will always support Jewish Americans, and I will always be a friend and a champion to the Jewish people. I have been. And I will say, you know, if you go back 10, 12, 15 years ago at the most, the strongest lobby in Washington was the Jewish lobby. It was Israel. That's no longer true. You have to be very careful. You have a Congress in particular, which is becoming anti-Semitic. You have AOC plus three. You have those people. Ilhan Omar, she hates Jewish people. And you have to be very careful because there's been a big change. You know, if you go back 15 years ago, I'm not Jewish, but my father was very friendly with many, many Jewish people, was honored by Federation. I would go with him to Federation of Jewish Philanthropies and many other things. And we grew up respecting and loving Jewish people. You know, you don't even think about it, in Brooklyn and Queens mostly. And my father didn't go to Manhattan. He never went to Manhattan from the standpoint. He could never understand how in Brooklyn you could buy a piece of land for $3 a foot and how in Manhattan you had to pay $1,000 a foot. He said, I can't get that. I don't like it. I like to buy it for $3. So it was different. It's a different thinking. In a way, I'm glad he didn't do that because he let me have some of that fun. And it was, I had a lot of fun in Manhattan. We did great. But my father would tell me the most powerful lobby that there is in this country is the Jewish lobby. It's the Israeli lobby. It's not that way anymore. You have a lot of people in your way. You have a lot of people that don't want to help Israel. You have a lot of people in Congress that don't like Israel. You have a lot of people in Congress that, in a way, I think, Mike, we could say it, right? You're there. You're doing an amazing job, Mike Lawler. They hate Israel. They hate Israel. And if you would have told me 15 years ago that that was possible, Jason, I would have said, there's no way. There's no way that's possible. But it's happening. And obviously, it's getting progressively worse. Less so in the Senate, but the Senate's starting also. You get glimmers, you know, when I'm in the back rooms talking to people, you get glimmers of statements that you say, whoa, where did that come from? So we have to be, Sid, we have to be very careful because it's bad things are happening. And then you see what goes on in Australia or October 7th. How about October 7th? And then you have people that deny it ever happened. How about the people that deny, like they deny the Holocaust, but, you know, you figure, well, that's just many years. Well, October 7th is not many years at all. And you have people that deny October. I saw tape that I wish I never saw it, actually. I wish I never saw it. I got to see tape that some of you got to see. But as president, I got to see things I wish I never saw. But there's no denying it. But then they'll say, oh, the tape was a rigged tape. It was a tape that never existed. They made it up. It's just propaganda. I don't know if they believe it. I don't think they believe it. But you have to be very, very careful. Bad things are happening. And we're not going to let that happen. Well, I'm president, and the DOJ and Harmeet, we're not going to let it happen. But please, please be vigilant and careful, because you have some bad people that are now in Congress that were unthinkable to be in Congress 12, 13, 14 years ago, 15 years ago. Within days.